You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams from the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, all the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we got a full day for you. I was talking with a college student lately. He was telling me about a test he had recently, had to take in a class in which the professor had deliberately told the class what would and would not be on the test, right? And the students were all shocked when they took the test to realize that what he had told them was just not true, that a large part of the test was on matters they had been told they did not have to prepare for, and that's just wrong, you know? This student even had it in his notes not to worry about prepping for certain things per the professor's own directions. Unreal. Was it a power trip? Was it a deception? An oversight? Who knows, but it was still wrong. It reminded me once of a test that I took in college. That'd be a long time ago, but I used to tape record the lectures. And for you in the younger generation, tape is actual tape in a machine that spins around on wheels and records sound. Anyway, I used to tape this guy's lectures and then create a more detailed note summary later on. Well, on one particular day, we had a scheduled exam, and I wasn't a great student, but I felt good about this one. And I studied the topics from his outline and what he said in class would be on the exam, except that multiple questions when I got down to taking the test, multiple questions were on matters that he said would not be on it. So, I went up to the desk and I politely let him know that, professor, questions 14 through 17 were not supposed to be on this exam by your direction. To which he said, I am sure I didn't say that. I looked at him and said, I've got it on tape. I can play it back for you. At that point, he squirmed for a second. Then he says, class, questions 14 through 17 should not have been on the test. You can disregard those. So basically, I just questioned him. I offered some truth. And what do you know? It worked. Well, truth. Truth is truth. By its very nature, if something is true, then it is right. It is real. It carries the mantle of authenticity. Well, liberals right now are on a roll with a never-ending attempt to gaslight the world to believe that truth is not truth, that science is not science, that what you see is not what you see. Like some kind of vaudeville magician, liberals employ sleight of hand, smoke and mirrors, and they create an illusion that something is not what it seems. Smoke and mirrors, my friends. Smoke and mirrors. Let me just encourage you. We are allowed to speak truth to liars. So as an attorney, I've dealt with defamation and slander cases against my clients before. Those are generally ugly lawsuits in which you deal with awful things that have been said by one person against another, often designed with the intent to malign the other person's character or reputation, or at the very least with some form of negligent disregard for whether the statements that were said had any foundation in the truth. Well, the interesting thing is there's one clear and adequate defense if someone is ever sued for defamation. The truth. It's an old axiom in the law that in a claim for defamation, for the grievance of having allegedly said something that is slanderous about another, that truth is the ultimate defense. You see, in real life, too, we are also allowed to speak the truth. They don't want us to. But how we speak it is also important. But at the same time, let's keep reminding those gaslighting liberals that truth is still truth no matter what they may claim, lie about, or attempt to foist upon society. Now, the lie of socialism is perhaps one of the most obvious in liberal government right now. You show me, if you can, one society that has truly been successful by implementing socialism. The idea that the government can centralize all things or pay for all things or cure all things and spend beyond its means to do so, it's antithetical to common sense. It belies the truth that this has never worked well in the history of the world. I heard a pastor say recently that if he had a dollar for every time socialism was successful, he'd have no money. That's just funny right there. And it's even funnier when he went on to say, of course, if socialism was successful, he'd still have no money. Humor like that's necessary in times like this, when the folly of man is being sold to us like some kind of panacea for all our ills. Politicians, they cannot spin their way into truth. And truth is a defense. Socialism is an example. Here's another classic and difficult example right now, the concept of the science of biology, the core precepts of anatomy and physiology. That they no longer apply simply because a person says so? That you can identify as you see fit and that to question such a misnomer is somehow transphobic? No, it's not. There's no phobia. There's just truth. I can tell you that I identify my truck as a Prius, but I'm still going to get a ticket if I park it in the economy parking spot at the airport. Well, whether or not you believe as I do that God does not make mistakes about people, the actual science, the actual truth, is that biological men are not women and biological women are not men. Men don't have babies. The fact that I have to say that at all is an indication this has gone too far. But it's still the truth, and there's no amount of screaming or claims of micro or macro aggressions by leftists that can make me stop speaking the truth. And while we're at it, the English language is also well settled. It's grammatically incorrect to refer to a singular person as they, them. Just deal with it. It's called the truth. All right, well, change gears with me here. One more example. What about the gaslighting of the BLM and Antifa riots across America in 2020 and 2021? Largely peaceful protests, we've been told. Well, tell that to the shopkeepers and the bodega owners who lost everything when their life savings and their family income went up in flames as rioters went unchecked in the streets. Or how about the truth of innocent restaurant customers who had protesters storm their restaurant, knock the food off the tables, and laughingly assault the patrons, calling them privileged? Largely peaceful? We can see it. And it's okay to point out, by the way, that BLM and Antifa are not law-abiding organizations out for the greater good. And yet, how many leaders of our society, even here in Alabama, took a knee with protesters? Because kneeling was easier than speaking truth. The truth that all lives matter. All of them. And it's okay to say it. The Bible says it. For God so loved the world. That's all lives. And if all lives matter to God, then it's fair to speak that truth whenever and wherever we choose. That all lives matter. It's just truth. Deal with it. So these things are happening left and right. Those three examples I just gave you, socialism, the idea that men can be women and women can be men, or that, you know, these largely peaceful protests were largely peaceful when we know they weren't. You can combat those things by speaking the truth. And I encourage you to recognize that when they try to shout you down and say, don't tell me that, all it means is they're scared of the truth. Tell them. They need to hear it, because here's the bottom line. The truth is our greatest defense against the liberal attempts to use the old smoke and mirrors ploy to rewrite reality. Conservatives, if it's true, it's just true. You're not phobic of anything if you simply speak the truth. I'm talking smoke mirrors and truth. Let them hear it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, all right. We are moving forward. Day 3 syndication across half the state of Alabama, the beautiful state of Alabama. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.